We are going to wrap up our media availabilities for today's Tales of the Turtles 400. We are joined by our race winner, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78, Furniture Row Denver Mattress Toyota. Martin, this is the second year in a row you've won the race. This time you got a little slimy out there in victory lane. Why don't you talk about that first?
Yeah, I just spent about 5 minutes in the bathroom washing my hands and face, trying to get all the green stuff off. So it was, I remember watching Nickelodeon as a kid, you know, and watching that show where it was like an obstacle course thing, and you get they would get slimed all the time. I thought it was hilarious. Not so. That's it. I couldn't think of the name. What was the host? Bingo, that one. And it's a lot funnier to watch people get slimed than it is to get slimed. It's a lot slimier than I expected, but it's definitely worth it to get that after the race today. So thanks to Nickelodeon, but. Yeah, definitely excited to be able to come to the first round of the playoffs again this year and cap it off with a win. So proud of my team. It was not an easy day by any means. You know, we had had the speeding penalty, then the issues with the lug nuts on the pit stop, and I think we went from last to third in 80 some laps or so in stage two. So that felt pretty good. And then, you know, honestly, just kept tweaking our car all day long. It was not where we wanted it at the start of the race, and probably through, you know, the first 50 or 80 laps, we were off a little bit and just kept getting it better and better. And I thought by the last 100 laps of the race, it was really, really good. So just proud of everybody for sticking with it all day. And here we are.
All right. We'll open up to questions for a race winner. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you. We'll go to Bob and then over to Kenny Bruce.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Does this erase any of the sting from the last couple of weeks? And did you feel like you kind of wanted to make a statement today considering the last couple of weeks?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think last week was last week, and, you know, we got over it by Monday or Tuesday and focused on Chicago. So, you know, just trying to move forward and look forward each and every week and race one race at a time. So we knew that, you know, this week was a big one. And, you know, we wanted to come here and just run like we knew we could, not, you know, do anything out of the ordinary, most importantly, not let the pressure dictate how we raced or what we did. And I think we did that. So just, like I said, really proud of everybody for executing and getting the job done. And I definitely put us behind with the speed and penalty. Kind of got caught off guard there, didn't think we were speeding. But as far as making a statement, you know, I don't think we really came here to do that. I think we just came here to race and try to race to the best of our abilities, and at the end of the day, accomplish what we feel like we're capable of, and that's what we did. So, like I said, just proud and thankful for everyone, their support, their hard work and effort, and you know, luckily we were able to put it all together today.
We'll go over to your far left to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Martin, when you lost the track position, were there any close calls or any concerns by you that you know you were back there where anything could happen and you weren't going to be able to get a clean run to get back up to the front?
You know, you never know how those things are going to go. And I felt like I was like, oh, here we go. It's like last year all over again. You know, last year here we had the tire unravel and we lost a lap. And I thought to myself, well, at least this year we stayed in the lead lap with our troubles. And yeah. So it was actually, you know, we'd been in this position before. The good thing about, you know, if you're going to have trouble, you want it to be at a place like Chicago where the track is so wide, there's so many options. You know, I felt like I could run almost anywhere on a racetrack today and make almost identical lap time, which is definitely a unique thing for, you know, this day and age. And most of the racetracks we go to, typically you find, you know, one or two grooves that are best, you know, better than anything else. And I felt like today there were so many options. I could just go where the guys weren't and get by them. So fortunately, it like I said, it was definitely a good track for it to happen at because of the options.
Okay, one other thing. Having the win now and knowing that you're clear into the next round, I know you don't want it to change your approach, but is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Because, you know, now you guys don't have to push it as hard?
Well, you know, I mean, last year we were in the same position and we went and almost won New Hampshire and won Dover, so you know, I honestly don't think we change, and I think on top of that this year with the bonus points available, stage wins and all that, as far as I know, all the bonus points we gain in this round, they go to our total, so we get them next round as well. You know, so it's kind of like the regular season, you know? I mean, once you win that race, you're locked in, but that doesn't stop you from trying to go win again, you know, because of the points, the bonus points, and you just you want to get as many of those as you can just for a safety net, you know? So from our standpoint, I think our outlook, our approach doesn't change from what it was in the regular season. We go every single week to try to win both stages and win the race. And try to get as many of them points as we can in case we have something happen like we did last year at Talladega.
Additional questions for Martin? Go back to Bob.
Bob again?
Yeah. I have another one, believe it or not. In the last 30 or 40 laps, did you see anything on the track that you thought, man, they better not call a caution for this?
No, I didn't.
So, and
I got lucky. There was absolutely nothing. There wasn't even like a hot dog wrapper or anything.
So were you, what was running, was there any, because of what's happened the last couple of weeks, was there anything running through your head like, well, what's going to happen now?
No, not really. I was thinking to myself, just counting them down like normal. And I was thinking, well, you know, if caution came out, we're going to be all right because our car was really fast on that last restart, you know. I mean, really fast. We ran the fastest lap of the race, I think, when we fired off there. So I definitely wasn't worried. As much as, say, last week when we knew we were probably not as good for 10 laps as a few of those guys. So I kind of had that in my head. And at the same time, I was thinking with about, once he said it was about 10 to go, I was like, all right, I hope Cole is getting our tires ready for, in case a caution comes out and makes some changes to be good on a short run, you know, to make sure we fire it off even better. So, yeah, I mean, you never want to say, oh, geez, what the heck's going to happen now? You know, you try to always be positive, but you're kind of thinking in the back of your mind all the time, what are we going to do if it does come out, and are we going to be prepared? But I actually today was – I really wasn't worried because I knew that our car was fast on a short run, and our pit crew the last time we stopped had a really good stop, so they had that confidence as well. So I wasn't nervous about it at all.
You've been nervous?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. 5 years ago, I would have been like, please, please, no caution, please, no caution. Because I lost a bunch of them. You know, there was, when I was at MWR, we lost a bunch of races before we finally won our first one, dominating like that and come in the last pit stop and get beat out of the pits and, you know, it'd be over. So, for sure, 5 years ago, yeah.
We'll go to Jim.
JimHunterMotorsport.com. Martin, you mentioned, I think it was on television, about being able to experience what you've seen some other dominating drivers have, the types of seasons. And I asked Barney about it when he was in here, and he said that it's just so rare to watch one group of people work so extraordinarily well together. When you look back at your career, how does this unit compare to some of the other places you've worked? As far as, do you see a big difference as to being able to accomplish things this season?
I would say that because we've been together for 3 years as a group, that yes, I've never been in a position like this. I feel like when we first got together, we just clicked extremely well. We have similar backgrounds. We have similar approaches. We're very different people, but we complement each other well at the racetrack and communicate really well and have a lot of respect for each other. And, you know, I feel like I've had a few people around me like that before. You know, Chad Johnson sticks out in my mind as one of those guys, but we never had the support group around us, you know, to get to the next level. You know, so I feel like right now we just have everything. We have the right people. We have the right support. You know, we have the right guys behind us. We have the right information coming in. We really just have it all going on for us right now, and things are clicking, and we're taking advantage of it. So to answer your question, without a doubt, I mean, you have to say this is the best position I've ever been in. You can't deny it. You can't argue it. But it's, at the end of the day, it's a lot of it's just people, you know, and communication and confidence. And, you know, you look at the other guys that have everything the same that we do. And look how we're running. So, I mean, that just really shows that our guys and the communication and, you know, kind of just how we're clicking right now is the difference. It's just everything's going the way we need it to.
Any final questions for Martin?
Sharon from Fan for Racing. Along those same lines, I wanted to ask you, what's different this year over the previous 2 years that could make the difference for you this year?
Just experience, I think. Confidence. You know, we've been in this position the last 2 years, really. You know, last year we had the speed that we have now. I feel like we didn't have it as consistently. 2 years ago, we didn't have the speed. We just executed well. So now I feel like we've got all of that put together this year where we're very consistent. We really don't have any tracks, I feel like, that we're not good at. And so it's just, you know, just being confident each and every week, no matter where we're going, I think is the difference. We don't really have any big question marks on the schedule anymore. Maybe Martinsville is probably our worst track still, and I think that's about the only one. Talladega, of course, is a wild card, but, you know, Martinsville, we haven't had winning speed there yet. We've been getting closer. I feel like we've been, you know, between maybe fourth and seventh the last few trips there. So we need to get better, but I feel like everywhere else we can go and win, and that's really the difference. You know, we've just been chipping away at all these tracks and putting together a good notebook and putting together some ideas that just seem to work and continuing to go back and play on that. So just repetition and time together, I think, has just helped us get better and better each year. Thank you.
All right, Martin. Well, congratulations and good luck next week.
Thank you, guys. Yep, appreciate it. See you next week.